Kuftes Iyar, June 3rd. We're on page Kuftes Vav. In the section on Tefillah, we've learned the Hachana to Tefillah, and we've learned what the Avoda of Tefillah is. Hachana to Tefillah, surprisingly, Rav Volba revealed to us, really requires removing Gaiva. The notion that I can't get all of my important thoughts out of my head is not distractedness, it's gaiva. It's the thought that I run the world. To some degree, emunah is the opposite of gaiva, because it's letting HaKadosh Baruch Hu be in the driver's seat, and if I can do that, then I can daven. He also emphasized the need to recognize that the things that are so important to me are only going to succeed if I partner HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my endeavors, which is what tefillah is. And then that's the hachana, the preparation. The process itself, another chiddush, is that it's not really about emotion, it's about bina. He spoke about Yavin Kol Yitzur Ki Ato Yitzarto. It's the creator recognizing his creator, which makes a connection, which makes him feel this link. That was the next section. So now on page Kuftes Vav, at the next break there. B'shah HaRishon B'dvareinu Mahus HaTfila. In the first section, when we spoke about the essence, the definition of tefillah, the word mahus is from the word ma. What is it? Mahus. It's like the definition, the essence of tefillah. So there, hevanu hagdaras hatefillah should be chidusha hagrach mibrisk zatzal. We cited the definition of tefillah that's found in the famous chidusha Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi on the Rambam, famous Rabbeinu Chaim Brisker. That he basically there are two gemaras in brachas that sound a little bit contradictory, which are both codified in the Rambam. Reb Chaim comes away with one gemara sounds like you have to have kavana the whole davening, and one gemara sounds like you have to have kavana for the first bracha. So Reb Chaim has a classic shtei dinim. It's two dinim of tefillah. The kavana of perish hamilim, of knowing what you're saying, you have to have for the first bracha. He says, but there's a more basic kavana that one is omed lifnei Hashem, which is the very act of tefillah. The act of tefillah is not reciting words. The act of tefillah is, I guess, reciting words in a recognition that he is standing before Hashem. That, he says, must be there the entire time. So that's the piece from Reb Chaim that he's alluding to here, or citing here. Sheyesh b'tfila kavana mitzad ma'isa hatfila. There is in tfila a kavana which it comes from the angle of what the very act of tfila is. She'omdim lifnei Hashem, now we're standing before Hashem. V'kavana shel perish hamilos, and then there's a kavana of the meaning of the words. And as we said, the former is necessary the entire time according to Reb Chaim. By the way, there are those who disagree in Lomdus with Reb Chaim's Hagdara, the Chazon Ish. It's a general methodological question. When the Rambam seems to state things the way they are in the Gemara. And if there are two Gemaras, the Rambam will state them both. Chazon Ish has a different take on it, but the point is well taken regardless. B'meshach hazman nislamed lahargish ki tefila hi amid lifnei Hashem. With the passage of time, we'll train ourselves to feel that tefila is standing before Hashem. V'oz lo nafrid od b'machshav teinu bein shtei kavanos. And then in our minds, we will no longer distinguish between the two kavanos. Niyeh merukazim al tevos. Divrei Tfila will be focused on the words, which are the words of Tfila. Kemo shalom melamdeno hagrach mivalojin b'shar beiz misefer anifle nefesh hachayim berakid gimel ayin sham. As Reb Chaim Brisker's antecedent and ancestor, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, writes in the Nefesh Hachayim, talks about the meaning of the words of Tfila. V'hayu shtei hakavonos la'achados biyadeinu. And the two kavanos become one in our hands. He's almost saying that separating them is like, that's in Tefillah 101. In Tefillah 501, they work together. You can't even separate them. Hein elu nesivos ha-tefillah b'chinuch u'ba'avodah. These are the paths of Tefillah, and he's using the word nesivos because that was the pasuk in Tehillim that he quoted in two sections ago over here in Tehillim Pei Dalet. These are the paths into the heart. These are the paths of tefillah in preparation, let's say, or training and in actual service. V'anu manana basrayu. That's a term. Usually, we use that term when we have record of earlier people who had a challenge with something. We say, "Well, what are we going to say?" It literally means, "What can we proclaim after them?" But he means like here. He means it like, and now, what are we going to say about this?
Huh?
No, it means like usually the context is. Amarayim said tefillah is difficult. And now, what are we going to say if we're so much smaller? Here, he's not really contrasting us to a particular anecdote of the Chachamim. He's just saying, if that's what tefillah is defined as, what should we nowadays say about this?
Dov Goldschmidt last night gave words about David Epstein and used the word karma.
Use the word?
that everything he did, he was prepared for. He thought about it. Mm-hmm. Purposeful and his, for everything, whether it's his learning, his growth, and his professional work.
Mm-hmm.
Highlighted that aspect.
Yeah, his brother-in-law spoke at the end of Shiva. I think it was the end of Shiva. He said the same thing. He was talking about how the Tisha B'Av was a hachana for Elul, which was a hachana for Rosh Hashanah. He's actually telling an actual account of his father. Yeah. Yep. So what can we say after this? He explains what he means. Hapnimiyas mimenu v'hola. Like, pnimiyas, which means inner development. It's beyond us. Nadirim beinenu ha'ashirim b'chayim haruchniyim. They are rare among us, those who are wealthy in their spiritual lives. So how should we approach tefillah? In other words, we understand the definitions we've just read, but they're very challenging. So we will end up this section with an incredible thing. Which will open up, let's say, a door of hope, petach tikva, for elevation from our situation specifically. It's apropos to us. So, einam tachna b'tisha b'av d'mikri moi. Allah says in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tisha B'av, we don't say tachna on Tisha B'av because it's called a moed. Pasuk says in Eicha kara alai moed l'shbor b'achara, he proclaimed a designated time to break my choicest ones. So the Pasuk in Eicha does use the word moed to refer to Tisha B'Av, which obviously is difficult because we usually think of a moed as a yom tov. So b'shem Admar Ma'ari Neinu Hagona Chosin Manor Reb Ruchem Zatzal Nimser Perish Nifl. The name of Reb Ruchem Levavitz, it's given over an incredible perish. Shloshes Haragolim Nikroim Moed V'Tisha B'Av Nikro Moed. The three regalim are called moed, moadim, right? And Tisha B'Av is called a moed. Ki yeshna moadim shal kiru shehem gimel haragalim. Yeshna moadim shal richuk. Who Tisha B'Av? There are moadim of closeness, which is the three main yam tovim. And there are moadim of distance, which is Tisha B'Av. V'im ki ula hadvarim haboim enam mechuvonim la'omek dvarim hakadoshim. And it could be that what I'm about to say is not fully on target for the depth of his holy words. If Revolve is saying that, I don't know what the rest of us will say, but Hare Hayis Orus Beinyan Atzma Muchzekis Ki Idud Vital Shatzchiyam Amish. The arousal in this matter has an established precedent for being an encouragement and do of life, literally. Hine Habarius Baruch Amitihu. God is true. The Creator is true. Elokim Emes. V'karav Hashem l'chol karav. Yochol akol. Tamadam l'chol ashikru b'emes. The Medrash on Tehillim says, Hashem is close to all who call out to Him. You might think that means to everyone. No, it says l'chol ashikru b'emes. You have to call Him in truth. K'moshe hu yisbarach emes. Just as He is true. Kach ha'gisha elo tzrich alios amitis. The approach to Him has to be true. V'ulam imkar moso b'emes. Hinu Karav. If you call him in truth, he's true. Zeu ha-hepech shal musageinu. This is the opposite of the way we grasp things. Anu medamim, we imagine, shat tzadik b'tfilaso karav el Hashem, v'arasha rochok memenu. But the tzaddik in his tefillah is close, and the rasha is far. There's an amazing thing in Tehillim, the Tehillim we say on Shabbos. Einei Hashem al tzaddikim b'elz nebel Shabbos, v'mpnei Hashem b'osei ra, v'hachris me'er tzachram. Tzaku v'Hashem shomei mikol tzortzim. First we refer to the tzaddikim, then the Rishayim, and then it says they call out, and Hashem is close to them. So the Mefarshim say it's going back on the previous pasuk, but it could be a little bit of a support for what he's saying here. It actually sounds like it's talking about the Russia. So it's revealed to us here, ki midas harichok v'hakiruv eina tluya bedargas hamespalel ela ba'amitaso. The degree of distance or closeness is not dependent on the level of the person davening, but in his truth, his sincerity. Amazing statement. It could be that Hashem is close to a Rasha like a Tzaddik. If he calls out in truth, he knows his situation. And from his situation, he calls out to Hashem. I'm in a very lowly, bad, removed situation, but he calls out truthfully from there.
So Tisha B'Av, even though we're far away, by knowing that we're far away,
yeah.
Let's call him away.
Yeah, I think what he's going to say is being so far away in Golis is bad, but it can make your tefillah so desperate. Tefillah is really an act of desperate calling to Hashem. Can make it so true and so heartfelt that it's Karav Hashem Lachol, Karav Lachol Sheyikru Uva MS. I'll have to pick up with that tomorrow, but that's an incredible thing.
Wednesday,
Wednesday, yeah. Tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, thank you.
They're always watching.